4.2. Option 2. Banning the sale of SSBs on NHS premises. This option would see a ban on the sale of any sugar-sweetened drinks on NHS premises. This approach is already underway in some hospitals across the United Kingdom, including at the University Hospitals of Morecambe Bay, NHS FT, see Note 26, and is currently being introduced throughout hospitals in New Zealand and is being trialled at the University of California, San Francisco, see Note 27. As part of the initial evidence gathering for this policy, NHS England conducted a 2-month trial within the Wharton Centre NHS Foundation Trust. This involved the removal of sugar-sweetened drinks from one set of cafes and restaurants in the hospital. Analysis of the trial shows that the removal of sugar-sweetened drinks did not impact on overall sales of drinks or on the vendor's expected revenue. The staff working in the cafe and restaurant also reported that the majority of feedback about the product range and trial was positive. In comparison with the pre-trial period, there was an increase in total sales of drinks of 0.1%, despite the fact that SSBs were banned. In effect, volumes of other drinks rose almost exactly in line with the decline in SSBs, suggesting the intervention was highly effective in bringing about change in consumers' purchasing behaviours. As a result of the initial success of the trial and positive customer feedback, the supplier has decided to continue the ban on sugar-sweetened beverages in the cafe and store. Question 9. Which of the two policy options proposed, the fee or ban, would best meet our decision-making criteria? Question 10. Are there any alternative policies that NHS England could introduce that would meet the decision-making criteria equally well or better than those proposed?